I'm going to go away so you don't have to listen to me. And I'm going to let you guys come up and take over.
Wow, applause even before we talk. This is great. So my name is Maya. I think I met most of you beforehand. And I work for Young Life in Little Traverse Bay, as does Claire. We're both on staff there. And then Scott is my husband, and he doesn't get paid, but he is a great volunteer. And then you'll see he has our son Caleb, and our son Forrest is here in the front row. The boys are not going on the trip, but they are here along for the ride for all of our pre-trip stuff. And Young Life is, I'll just give you, I don't know if any of you know a lot about Young Life, but the short description of what we do is we introduce adolescents to Jesus Christ and help them grow in their faith. And we are ecumenical, meaning we work across all different denominations. And our little corner of Young Life is Charlevoix, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, like Pastor David said. But Young Life is actually in all 50 states and in 104 countries across the world. So it's all over. We're in a lot of countries that are actually pretty hard to get into. Young Life has found a way to be there to introduce adolescents to Jesus Christ and help them grow in their faith. So we do lots of different things to connect with kids and then introduce them to Jesus and help them grow in their faith. We work with middle school and high school age students. And one of the things we're doing this year to help students grow in their faith is to do a mission trip to the Dominican Republic. And the trip is formatted that we will, there's 8 students from here that are going, including Sarah. The rest of our team, we actually had 3 others that were supposed to be here, but one of them got sick and she was the ride for somebody else. And another person, her parents needed her to do something last minute. And then the rest were out of town because it's President's Weekend. So I didn't know people traveled for President's Weekend, but apparently it's a thing. Anyway, back to the format of the trip. So there's 8 students, 3 leaders. Scott is going as a leader. The rest of the students are all girls, but we're taking Scott along to be, you know, the muscle. And Scott has traveled a lot, so he's just a great person to be traveling with. Our trip, okay, I keep getting sidetracked. Our trip format, we're flying out of Grand Rapids. We're flying into an airport in the Dominican Republic. The first 3 nights, we're going to be doing a homestay with local Dominican families that are connected with Young Life in the Dominican Republic. And then the last, I can't remember how many more days, 5 days of the trip, will be at Pico Escondido, which is a Young Life-owned and operated camp in the Dominican Republic, and we'll be preparing camp for summer camp this winter. So we'll be serving in whatever way that they ask us to. Last time we did this, we did a lot of painting and raking and what's it called? Varnishing. It's kind of whatever they ask us to do, we say, yeah, glad to be here. We could do that. Okay. I'll remember it later if I was supposed to. Claire is going to ask a couple questions.
Yes. Hello. I want to talk to your lovely Sarah here, and I want to ask you a question if that's okay. All right. What is one way you already feel your faith challenged since signing up for this trip?
One way, especially, was asking for money. It's kind of a big thing that's out of my comfort zone, is asking other people for things, especially when it comes to money, because it's just kind of like such a big thing. And so sending out those letters that a lot of you got and doing all those things to get the fundraising that we have was really kind of a stretch for me. And it was a lot of like, God, just help me get through this dumb letter. Just send it out. Get it over with. So that was pretty much one of the biggest things. Another big thing is the fact that I'm leaving the country for the first time. And without my parents. Usually I travel with my parents. So leaving a country for the first time ever and then not having them there is kind of a big stretch. And then the final big stretch is I'm not going to have my phone. So it's going to be drive all the way down to the airport, no phone, 12-hour layover in North Carolina, right? With no phone. Yay! So that's probably one of the big things. So I'm going to be doing a lot of reading.
She's going to have such a good time.
Yeah, but most of my most of my suitcase is going to be full of books, so that's going to be fun. But yeah, that's the challenges so far.
Maybe I'll ask this question for all of us. What is one thing that you're excited about for the trip? Maya, would you? Okay.
Yeah, so here, I'll trade you. This guy's a little distracting. So Caleb is not coming. He would love to come, though. Yeah, so I went on a trip like this when I was 23, and the Lord, like, really used it to change kind of like the trajectory of my life, but then also how I view God. And so I think that the people that supported me to go to that trip, like, the return on their investment was amazing. I didn't have the money to go, and some people from my church helped me be able to go. We went to Haiti, so same island as the Dominican, just the west side. And since then, I think, like, the Lord has given me some other opportunities where I've been in other countries, and it's just been amazing to see him, like, reveal himself to me in those contexts. And so I think investing in students like Sarah and the other students is, like, the best place you could put your money. And so, which is really cool, is Sarah and a couple other students did, like, an awesome job of asking people, and we're actually currently overfunded. So we have more than enough funds to cover the costs of the trip, which is awesome, because a lot of the students just come from situations that couldn't just pay it, and they needed people to partner with them. And so I've been really excited to see people say, hey, I want to invest in Sarah and Nay and these other students that are going, and make it happen for them, which has been really, really cool for me. I personally really love introducing people to new things and introducing them to different ways to see God. And so I really love traveling with people and showing people new cultures and such. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
I think I'm most looking forward to being disconnected from the busyness of regular life here, and leaving phones behind is very intentional, because our goal is to disconnect from life here so that we can connect really intentionally there. And similar to Scott, when I was in my early 20s, I went on a mission trip, totally different place. I went to Indonesia with my college, and that was completely life transformational to me. I had grown up in church. My parents were Christians. I followed Jesus. But still being somewhere else, seeing other people, Indonesia is, I was with Christians, but for the most part, it's not a Christian culture at all. It was really impactful for me to see God working in a place that didn't do all the Christian stuff. And I saw God work in ways that were really, really, shocking to me. Like, I met a girl that had a dream of Jesus. She was a Muslim girl, like, didn't even know who it was, had no idea, like, why this guy in white was talking to her in a dream. And I was like, what? I love this trip because there's so much potential for, like, what God can do. And our team, like, we're not, like, people that we're, like, spiritual giants that we're going to go and, like, everything's going to be amazing because we have this amazing thing to bring. It's like, well, we're actually people that are, I mean, if you heard the other girls talk about their faith walk and why they're on this trip, they're like, we want to, most of them would say, I've been struggling and I want to grow closer to God. And I thought this trip was a good way to do it. So it's not like we're like spiritual giants trying to get, like, do something amazing. It's like, well, we're humble and saying, like, God, can you use this? And if you read what Jesus says in Matthew, it's like, the humble see God, the poor in spirit, God's kingdom comes close to them. So I'm really excited because of that to see, like, what is God going to do? I have just, like, a great anticipation of what God's going to do. And I will say personally, there's, like, I mean, it's hard to leave my kids for 10 days. It's hard to pause all of life to be able to be gone for this long. But I think the payoff will be worth it. And like Scott said, funding came in, which is a miracle. Where our trip was over $22,000. And at this point, if we're still on budget when we come back, we'll have money to donate to some Dominican kids to be able to go to camp this summer. So we're really excited to be able to do that and help empower their camp experience, like we've been blessed here. Does anybody have any questions as you've heard us talk or share? We're also obviously around afterwards, so if you think of something that you'd like to ask, we would love to connect. What are you looking forward to, Sarah?
I'm really looking forward to getting closer with God. A lot of you know you haven't seen me here in a bit. It's probably the main reason is I have been struggling with my faith for a while. Just with the busyness of being a junior who's also taking college classes, it's kind of been more of an afterthought than I want it to be. So being able to go without my phone or technology or really anything that I would have every day is going to hopefully help me bring, just have that quietness to bring me closer to him in the way that I really need.
Anything else? It's 10 days. We leave. It's over spring, like Petoskey's spring break, end of March to beginning of April, which we are gone over Easter, which is kind of hard. So you can pray for us as we're traveling. I think we're actually traveling on Easter Sunday, which is, I don't know, just not the way I would ordinarily want to do Easter, but that's the way spring break falls.
So. Yeah, I think we get to have our Easter dinner in the Charlotte, North Carolina airport.
Yeah. So.
It'll be good.
It'll be memorable. All right. Well, thank you.